Ray Comfort's real clear on what he means by repenting of your sins. I wanted to show another clip as well.
You've got to repent of all your sin. So what you've got to do, Justin, is repent of your sins. What you've got to do in response to that is repent. That is turn from your sins, is repent. Don't just say I'm sorry, but turn from those sins. You've got to repent. That means turn from all sins. Is repent. Just don't say I'm sorry, God, but you turn from your sins.
Right.
You forsake your sins. You must repent. Not just ask Jesus into your heart, but turn from all sin. No more lying, stealing, blasphemy. No more lust. Turn from all sin and live in holiness. There are two things you have to do to be saved. You've got to repent and trust in Jesus alone. When are you going to do that?
Wait, what?
So Ray Comfort stopped lying.
Yeah.
Ray Comfort doesn't do anything wrong anymore. He's completely repented of all his sins. I wanted to have lots of evidence of this. And it's interesting, this clip is a clip that I actually helped kind of craft together.
I love the music.
On the thing. I just threw something on there. But for like God Resource a long time ago, unfortunately that channel got nuked from YouTube. I don't even know why. They didn't give me a single reason. I never got a strike. They just completely removed my entire channel. And I had a lot of clips of Ray Comfort on there. And so, you know, what kind of motivated me to have this podcast live stream is, you know, to put a lot of this material back out there, you know, help people realize that Ray Comfort's just, you know, a false prophet teaching this repent of your sins. And I mean, we just showed like five or six people here that he's clearly saying you have to repent of your sins. And then when he defines it, no more lying, no more stealing, no more blasphemy.
Tell me.
You ask Jesus Christ to forgive you for all of your sins. Because
that's all I have to do?
Well, God has sent Jesus Christ here to forgive you for all of your sins. He has sacrificed himself.
So you living in holiness?
I'm not perfect, honey. I'm just forgiven.
So you're not living in holiness? Amy, I'm concerned for you. I'm concerned for your salvation.
I'm the furthest thing from perfect, honey. I'm just forgiven. I try to live as according to the Bible as I can.
So you're living in holiness?
I'm not perfect, honey. I'm just forgiven.
I'm not asking if you're living in, if you're perfect. I'm saying, are you living in holiness?
Well, holiness would be 100%.
No, it says, without holiness, no one shall see the Lord. So what are you going to do if you're not holy? How can you be holy?
I can only ask for forgiveness from the Lord Jesus Christ, who was here to bear himself on the cross for all of our sins.
Hey, I believe in Jesus. He died on the cross. He paid all my sins. I've forgiven. I'm trusted in him. Well, that's not enough. When are you going to live in holiness? And she's like, I'm not perfect. I'm not doing everything perfectly right. And he's like, I'm not saying that you're perfect. I'm saying, where do you live in holiness? It's just like, the guy's just a complete idiot.
Tell me why Jesus died on the cross.
For our sins, and to let everybody who believes in him go to heaven.
Well, the devil believes in him. Hitler believed in him. A lot of people believe in Jesus, but they haven't repented and trusted in him. Marcus.
But I have, I do trust in him.
You think you could be a false convert?
A false convert.
Jesus spoke of that.
No, I definitely know in Jesus Christ as my Savior, and I'm going to heaven. That's what it says.
But you got to repent and trust the Savior.
Sorry, that's what it says in the Bible. But
I feel like you should probably rethink your career or whatever in evangelism when you're getting schooled by a drunk dude out on the beach.
Well, and notice how he twists the word believe, because he says, oh, well, the devil believes in Jesus. Here's the thing. Obviously, the devil acknowledges the existence of our Savior, but the devil does not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, which is what John 3:16, John 3:15, Acts 16:30 and 31 clearly say. Obviously, the devils comprehend the fact that God is real, and the word believe could be used in some context to acknowledge existence, where it says in James 2, the devils believe and tremble. But it's not simply saying that they trust in the Lord. It's saying that they acknowledge his existence, which then Ray, you know, says, oh, well, they didn't trust in him. And he's like, yeah, but I did trust in him. And so he's, but that's still not enough, because then he's like, oh, but you got to repent and you got to do this extra work and you got to do all these, you know, holiness standards that no one has. I mean, think about how prideful Ray Comfort has to be to literally look at people who say, I've trusted in Jesus, I've been forgiven of my sins. And he's like, well, you're still not good enough to be saved. Talk about being judgmental. I mean, he's like a modern day Pharisee. When it comes to his evangelism tactics, the people, the only thing they walk away with is this repentance. And I want to show a little bit more of this clip.
There are two things you have to do to be saved. Do you remember what they are?
To have repent.
That's one.
And to...
Two things you have to do to be saved. Remember what they are?
Repent.
And?
And what was the other one again?
To do two things to be saved. Do you remember what they are?
You have to repent your sins, and I don't know what the other one is.
So there are two things you have to do to be saved from hell. Do you remember what they are? I just told you what they are.
Be good.
When are you going to do that?
Wait, what?
You just evangelize someone for 10 minutes straight, and they're like, be good. For 10 minutes straight. Repent of your sins, and what was the other one? I mean, and then you upload that on the internet as like your example of evangelism. Like you're saying, this is how you evangelize. You tell them for 10 minutes to turn from all your sin, and then they still don't even know anything about, you know, why they're trusting in Jesus or believing in Jesus. And then, you know, he's uploading these just epic failures of quote unquote evangelism. And, you know, another thing about this guy, we never see him having someone actually articulate salvation by faith, and then he like prays with them or says he's going to pray with them or anything like that. He just pretty much always ends the video just like, when are you going to do that? When are you going to do that? Are you going to think about that? You have a Bible at home? What are you going to think about that? When are you going to do that? And it's just like, there's no real call to action. There's no real obvious thing for people to do. They're just confused. They have like absolutely no idea what to do.